I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Every Thursday, we join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guest on our political corner. Today, they tackle the issue of executive responsibility in the hurricane. They'll also give us their thoughts about the confirmation hearings for Judge John Roberts.
We're joined by Reverend Joseph Watkins, pastor of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia. Reverend Watkins is a former White House aide to the first President George Bush. And we're also joined by Donna Brazile, Democratic political strategist, the author of Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics. She was the campaign manager for Al Gore's 2000 presidential campaign. Thanks for being with me, guys.
Thank you, Juan.
Good to be here.
Let's start with President Bush taking responsibility for what has happened in the Gulf Coast. He said on Tuesday, "I take responsibility for the failures in dealing with Hurricane Katrina." Why is he taking responsibility now, and will this impact his very low standing in the polls? It's about 40%, the lowest approval rating he has had in his entire time as president. Donna Brazile?
Well, first of all, Juan, I applaud the president for taking stock and for taking responsibility for the lack of urgency that the entire federal government displayed in the first 72 hours of this crisis. And the federal government, working with the state and local government, now must help to rebuild a very important region of our country. But the president, and he knows this, he's been to the region now three times, he's on his way back to the region. In the short term, the government must help these wonderful people reestablish their lives and to get on with their lives.
Reverend Watkins, does this hurt the Republican Party's efforts to reach out to African Americans? You know that Ken Mellman, the chairman of the party, had been talking about the need to bring African Americans in. All of a sudden, here is this split in perception of how the government performed. Is that a negative now for the Republican Party?
Not necessarily, because when you say government, of course, it's government at all levels, the local level, the state level, and the federal level. And the governor and the mayor, of course, are Democrats. The president happens to be a Republican. The people that work at FEMA are government officials. They aren't really political people as such. The top people are, but the people that do the work, the hard work every day, are not political people. So I think that from the standpoint of disappointment with government on the part of some people, yes, there was disappointment, and rightly so. But from the standpoint of it being, slowing down the positive response that we've been seeing from African Americans with regards to the Republican Party, no, I don't think it'll have a lasting effect.
T.D. Jakes, the famous evangelist, has been by the president's side on some of his trips down to the Gulf region. As I understand it, they're planning a church service in Washington in which Jakes will be the key speaker. Is this part of an effort to rehabilitate the president's image with African Americans?
I don't think so. I think it's a sincere effort to pray for and to show concern for the people who were affected by this storm. And I think T.D. Jakes is in it for that same reason. He clearly doesn't have any kind of a political agenda. His agenda, of course, is to do what he's supposed to be doing as a minister. And I applaud the president for standing with T.D. Jakes as well.
Donna Brazile, you were down in the area. Is there any sense that now things are back in order in terms of government helping?
Let me tell you, government aid and assistance, while it's there and available to people, you have to be able to access the internet, have a telephone. And the problem is that most of the utilities are not on, and people have a hard time getting to a place where they can use the internet, let alone understand how to navigate the internet. So that infrastructure is still not functioning. But what's filling in this gap, of course, is the volunteers, the people associated with the Red Cross, the local people in the community. There's no way the people can go back and live in those houses anytime soon.
Last topic is Judge John Roberts and his confirmation hearings to be Chief Justice of the United States. Let's hear a clip.
Let's go to the Voting Rights Act. In the only documents that have been made available to us, it appears that you did not fully appreciate the problem of discrimination in our society. It also seems that you are trying to undo the progress that so many people had fought for and died for in this country.
It is preservative, I think, of all the other rights. Without access to the ballot box, people are not in a position to protect any other rights that are important to them.
Reverend Watkins, lots of intense questioning between Senator Kennedy and the nominee with regard to his view of civil rights while he was working in the Reagan administration as a lawyer 20 years ago. Is this going to work for Kennedy? Is this possibly enough to stop Roberts?
I don't think it's enough to stop Judge Roberts from being confirmed. Obviously, Democrats have to throw some roadblocks in his way, I suppose. They can't just have a love fest with him, although there seems to be overwhelming support for him among the U.S. senators, and I still have a very strong sense that he's going to be confirmed. You have to understand that what Judge Roberts did 20 or 25 years ago, he did for his client. He did as somebody working for the various departments in the U.S. government where he was employed at the time. So he was writing based upon the understanding of the administration for which he worked at the time.
Donna Brazile, is it going to work to simply say it's not what Judge Roberts thought, he was simply representing the client? Will that get him through this process?
Look, he may have the votes to be confirmed, but I'm still troubled, and I think many others, over his record in the Reagan administration. He did not answer a lot of questions. He was evasive in some of the answers he did provide. So I think this is still an area where the senators should question and to try to figure out if he believes that all Americans deserve equal protection under the law, and whether or not all Americans deserve to have a fair opportunity to have their votes counted when they do participate in the electoral process.
All right. Donna Brazile, Democratic political strategist, author of Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics. Donna, we're so glad to hear your family's, you know, in good shape.
Thank you, Juan.
Reverend Joseph Watkins, pastor of Christ Evangelical, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Juan.
Join us every Thursday to hear more from Juan Williams and our Washington insiders right here on our Political Corner.